Each year, the Homeland Security Department provides federal inspectors general and agencies with an update to what they'll be measured against as part of their annual audit under the Federal Information Security Management Act, or FISMA. That yearly exercise builds on previous metrics, as well as those published by the National Institute of Standards and Technology and any new agency-specific focus areas. In short, IGs and agencies face a growing list of cyber requirements that many experts say are almost impossible to fully implement. Experts say since the goals are nearly unattainable, agencies' resources are diverted from focusing on the 10, 20, or however many items that could really make a difference in securing their networks. Instead, some experts say, agencies spend billions of dollars that may or may not make a difference, and auditors continue to write reports that highlight problems that rarely change year after year. Alan Paller is the director of research at the SANS Institute, which offers cybersecurity training. He says the number of requirements continue to climb because of a simple reason.
There's no accountability. You can say anything you want if you're an IG or a GAO. Unless Congress sort of says, you auditors are responsible for looking at the right stuff, otherwise our guys are going to do the wrong things. It doesn't have to be legislative. It can be through hearings. But bringing the IG in to explain why those problems are not being fixed. And what will happen is the IG will be forced to be accountable for the not fixing them, as opposed to why they exist. So right now we have that you can come in as a GAO guy and talk about how bad the stuff is, but you haven't been responsible for actually telling Congress why you've written the same report six times and it hasn't gotten fixed. And I'm going to tell you that the reason is that your guidance is irrelevant or impossible to implement. And as soon as you have to say that, oop, looks like we told them to do the wrong thing, you'll fix it.
Paller says inside large organizations, both public and private sector, the auditors drive behavior. He says until auditors understand the cyber issues more deeply, agencies, IGs, and Congress will continue to be unsure of their network security.
If you want to fix this, you have to change the way you think about cybersecurity in federal government. From, well, those CIOs are doing the wrong thing, to who's telling them what they have to do? And is there any responsibility on the part of the people telling them what they have to do to ensure that they're prioritizing them? And until you say there's accountability for the people writing those reports, and they have to at least prove that these things can be done. If you're NIST and you write this stuff, you have to prove it can be done in your own agency. You have no right to tell someone else what to do if you don't do it yourself.
At the same time, just the counterargument against NIST is you have two sets of NIST. You have the NIST people who run the day-to-day, and then you have the computer security folks.
Right, but you have one boss. That boss shouldn't allow the people who are the computer security folks to write something that his own people can't implement.
Well, not everyone may agree with Paller's opinion. There is a recognition that the current process is lacking. Kathleen Tai is the chairwoman of the IT Committee of the Council of Inspectors General on Integrity and Efficiency. She's also the IG at the Education Department.
The extent that an IG might conclude that, well, say, you know, their agency doesn't have proper patch management or some other, you know, the different sort of individual issues, I think that's probably an accurate assessment of that particular issue in that particular agency. But I think that what it doesn't do is give really a good picture, particularly across government, of where different agencies are in terms of their security maturity.
Tai says the IGs have been pushing DHS for the last few years to do something different in regards to the annual FISMA evaluation.
We've been trying to get them to adopt what we call a maturity model. Now, this isn't something I think the IGs dreamed up, and I think NIST actually has some guidance on sort of security maturity levels, but what it means is you kind of take a baseline at each agency, and under certain criteria, are they a level one? That's probably the most basic. Or are they up to level two? Or are they up to level three in terms of IT security maturity? We think something, a model like this would so much better tell both the agencies themselves and OMB and others who look at information security issues across government of where do those agencies actually stand.
Tai says DHS hasn't been receptive to this idea so far. So the IT committee is trying one more time to convince DHS and the Office of Management and Budget about the value of this maturity model approach.
We just think it makes much more sense. I mean, we know that, you know, OMB does a report every year after they look at all the FISMA reports and they make conclusions, well, 30% of agencies don't have any idea what their IT inventory is like, or, you know, they have patch management issues, or they have access control issues. But that doesn't really, and you say, well, gosh, that sounds bad, but how do we know it's really bad? Where do these agencies fall in terms of what's really important? And I think the IGs would all be in favor of doing something a little different.
Ty says the IT audit committee will develop a written framework to present to DHS and OMB in the next month or so.
There'll probably be a long time coming before IGs and the agencies, CIOs and CISOs all agree on everything. That's probably something that may never happen. But I do think something like the maturity model would be a way of assessing what does that mean. Well, if the IG says this is a problem and the CIO says, well, that might still be a problem, but look at all these things I've done. Well, where do they fall in terms of security maturity levels? Are we really talking very basic, you know, levels where really the CIO needs to focus on, you know, these criteria, and those are the important ones? Or should they be, are they at a different plane?
The maturity model also will take into account the changing threats and priorities among agencies based on the risk they see. Ty says the government-wide dashboard DHS also is developing through the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Initiative also will give IGs a better view of what's going on across government. She says the dashboard also could change the way auditors review FISMA compliance. At the same time, NIST is trying to accelerate how it makes new security controls available to agencies and businesses through its special publications. Ron Ross is a fellow at NIST, focusing on FISMA implementation.
If there's a new threat that pops up tomorrow, we've got to have a better system than waiting till Rev 5 comes out to get that control into our catalog. So one of the things we're considering is putting on our website kind of a control beta test area where we could post new controls that we would like to offer up to get public comment on to see how, you know, kind of kick the tires and see how the controls work. And then put those into Rev 5 when Rev 5 comes out. But we don't want to slow down the ability of our customers to get those controls and put them into practice sooner than later.
Ross says NIST is working with the defense and intelligence communities on developing the test site and coming up with the first set of controls to run through the new process. He says the beta test control site should be available by the summertime. Additionally, Ross says NIST plans to release a new system security engineering guideline in April. He says the draft guidance will help agencies and vendors build systems that are penetration resistant and more resilient.
Today, we ask our CISOs and our CIOs and our mission owners to defend systems that are very susceptible to these cyber attacks. They're fragile. And we've got to do a much better job of strengthening the underlying IT infrastructure. Chasing these vulnerabilities and patching is going to be an endless activity. We will never get ahead of this problem unless we fundamentally do some of the things dealing with architecture and engineering, reducing and manage complexity, and then we'll have fewer things to worry about at the back end. Right now, I think the CIOs and CISOs are being overwhelmed because the complexity is generating so many vulnerabilities, you almost can't patch quick enough to stay ahead of the problem.
Ross says staying ahead of the cybersecurity problem must be a combination of understanding your risks and prioritizing those areas that are mission critical. But until some fundamental changes are made to let auditors and agencies focus only on the highest priority cybersecurity challenges, the disconnect between the two groups will continue to cost billions of dollars for questionable results. In Washington, Jason Miller, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.